Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. I'm telling you, it sounds so much better than, you know, that other name for today. We're that much closer to the weekend. My friend John Reed, who you're ordinarily listening to in the morning, he is out in Chicago at the DNC, the Democrats' National Convention. So we're going to chat with him about a half hour from now. I got a pair of tickets if you'd like to come on out on August the 31st. Casey and the Sunshine Band, talk about a great throwback. Heidi and I have dug through our closets. We found some old disco shirts, and we're going to go out and have a good time. So I'll give you a chance to win those tickets at 5:20 this afternoon. I have shared with you many, many times that on one of my bookcases, I have an entire shelf, and it's now spilling over, an entire shelf filled simply with the writings of Dr. Michael Brown. And Dr. Brown has been so kind throughout the years to join us on this program, to talk about his perspective, and to let us know that there is a voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity, even as we are standing in the line of fire. Dr. Brown, as always, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's a joy to be with you, Jeff. And I've just got to tell you, I was with some colleagues, and we were just taking a look at the heavy hitters listing, the top talk radio broadcasts in the nation. And most of all of them are on nationally syndicated. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to lead that for years. I'm going down. I said, "This is my buddy Jeff Katz on a local station." So you're doing something right, man. It's a joy to be with you.
Thank you very much. I am I'm thrilled to be on that list. I'm with some pretty good company there, and I guess I have to say congratulations, Mazel Tov. You have been preaching just slightly less than I have been alive. We've both notched a couple of good decades, have we not?
Yes, August 21st, so just yesterday, marked 53 years since my first sermon at the age of 18. So it has been a joy to be out there preaching the gospel ever since. Just an amazing, amazing privilege.
Well, we are blessed to have you. And as I say, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I'm grateful every time you can make some time for us. We out here, Michael, need a voice for moral sanity. We need a voice for spiritual clarity more than we ever had. Our political systems have thrown us, I believe, into a point where we have never been pitted more against each other in this political arena, have we?
No, I can't remember in my lifetime, you know, 69 years old now, I can't remember the divisions being this deep, this extreme, this intense, the animosity, the hatred. You know, if you think back to a past generation, with rare exception, when there was a new nominee for the Supreme Court, Congress would debate a little bit. You know, Clarence Thomas, that got a lot of attack, or a couple of others, Robert Bork, but otherwise, pretty much they worked together. Now, everything is dramatically polarized, and it seems that the left has gone further left and the right has gone further right. Obviously, with our conservative values, we'll be more leaning to the right, but mm-hmm. we have to recognize that with things this volatile, there is no political solution that's going to change America. Yes, I prefer certain candidates and a certain party mm-hmm. over others, but there's no political solution that can heal America's wounds right now.
Dr. Michael Brown joining us. Michael, do you find that people are reaching out to you and saying, as a result of the most recent campaigning, I just find myself drawn more towards the world of faith and less towards the world of politics?
Yeah, so, for example, let's say that many of your listeners, like me, have voted GOP for years and voted for Donald Trump the last couple of elections, say because of abortion issues, because of family issues, because of Israel, national security, those kind of things. So the problem is now, okay, the GOP, the platforms have been gutted. Yeah. The pro-life platform is just gutted. It's not there anymore. It's basically a statement against late-term abortions and let the states decide. Yeah. And then, okay, let's look at the pro-family platform where we oppose so-called same-sex marriage and hold to marriage as God intended it. That's gone also. And so other things that were important to us have just disappeared for political pragmatism and things like that. So again, I prefer GO policies to Democrat policies, and with all my misgivings against Trump and his character, I prefer Trump to Kamala Harris. But you better believe people are recognizing more and more that their vote plays an important role, but it is much, much, much less important than the role of us, who are followers of Jesus, believers, people of faith, bringing about positive change through the gospel, through biblical values, through loving God, through loving our neighbor. More and more people are realizing that and then saying, yes, now we understand why you wrote books like The Political Seduction of the Church. One of my colleagues said, Dr. Brown, I didn't get it, a younger pastor, but now I get it.
It is clearer than ever. That younger pastor, I think, is spot on. You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Michael, because that is one of the books that I shared with, I think it was three other people in the not too distant past who were saying, gosh, I'm so disillusioned by politics. I just feel it's vacuous at best, and these important issues are being pushed to the side. I said, okay, well, here you go. You know, just tiptoe through this book, and when you're done, bring it back. I got like 80 other books by Michael Brown, and by the time you bring it back, he'll have written another book. But you are bringing people, helping to bring people. I want to say that, helping to bring people back to that realization. One of the things that you do, and I should remind everybody, thelineoffire.org is Dr. Brown's website, and it's a great website. thelineoffire.org, you say that you can help people find a voice of sanity in today's society. That's part of our problem, Michael, is that we're looking around at the society. Well, let me not speak for everybody else. I'm speaking for me. I look at the society and I go, you know what? I don't even recognize it. I mean, if we cannot decide, are you a boy or a girl? I don't know where we go after that.
Right, exactly. It's like at a prayer breakfast where Mother Teresa spoke many years ago. She was, I think, a last-minute substitute. She spoke, and Bill and Hillary Clinton were there when she spoke fearlessly, this little woman from Calcutta. And one of the statements that she made about abortion was basically, when women are killing their own children, how can you get lower than that? Now, I understand in many cases of mothers dealing with an agonizing situation of a child that they're told is going to be terribly unhealthy and suffer, or maybe you've got a victim, a teenager who's raped. I understand they're agonizing situations. Right. But the movement that is celebrating abortion, that is shouting abortion, and that, you know, Planned Parenthood at the DNC is giving out free abortions and vasectomies, it's like, what in the world? And then people arguing that a biological male can share a locker room with a female and compete against her in sports, and a Supreme Court justice can't answer a question of what a woman is. What in the world is going on? It is a different world than we grew up. Look, even people who said the Democratic Party is not the old party of Bill Clinton, where it used to be we want abortion to be safe and we want it, but we want it to be rare, you know? We want it to be available, but safe and rare. No, now the big, big word that's being championed by the Biden-Harris campaign is what? The federalization of Roe v. Wade, which means the overturning of every pro-life law that has been passed in every state. This is radical, and in many cases, the laws, for any reason, right up until the point of birth. That's actually what's on the books. So it's a bizarre world we're in. The good news is, I've said for many years, and you followed me long enough to know this, Jeff, that there is going to be a pushback, that there is going to be a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution, and the tide is going to turn. And I've known for many years that those on the radical left will overplay their hand, will go too far, and it will cause a cultural pushback. And that's what we've been seeing. I mean, gay pride, June of this year, was a lot tamer than gay pride last year, a lot softer than last year. The Target boycott, the Bud Light boycott last year, this was not led by Christians. Kid Rock is not a Christian shooting cans of Bud Light. This is just the general society saying, this is crazy. Things have gone too far. The tide is actually turning.
Michael, I'm curious to know, as you look at these folks with Israel, I was supposed to be in Israel this week. I've never been, and it was supposed to be my first trip, and I was so excited and what have you, and then it got canceled because of security concerns. What are your thoughts? Because I know you're a world traveler, my friend. What are your thoughts as you look at the candidates here in the United States? And
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Things that are being said about Israel, what do you see as the short-term future?
Well, there's no question that when it comes to Israel, I have to vote Republican, not Democrat. That's another issue. And when asked, who do I feel is a better friend of Israel? No question, Donald Trump versus Kamala Harris.
Right.
And Biden would have been a better friend, President Biden, a better friend of Israel than Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. So no question about that. Israel is in an incredibly tenuous situation, Jeff. I've been there 18 times now. Last time I was there in June, I visited the site of the Nova Music Festival, where 250-plus Israelis were massacred. I visited another lot, which is where they have just cars that are just completely burnt, stacks and stacks of them, cars with the windshield just shot out, bullet-ridden and things like this, the result of October 7th. And Jeff, within days of this happening, before Israel had launched a real offensive, there were Muslims at the Sydney Opera House, outside the Sydney Opera House in Sydney, Australia, chanting, "Gas the Jews." Oh. This is the madness of our society. Over half of Gen Z says that Israel should be ended and given over to Hamas. This is the result of massive indoctrination. When I was in Israel a few years back, everywhere I went, I saw signs for Donald Trump. I was trying to talk to some Israelis about Jesus, and they said, "First, what do you think about Trump? We love Trump." So it was quite amazing to see, actually. In fact, I would say that Trump is more popular in Israel than Netanyahu, with half the nation loves him, half the nation hates him. You know?
Right.
And here's the other thing. Trump's policies would be best for the Palestinians and the surrounding nations. In other words, if you put down the weapons and work with Israel, you can have a time of prosperity. Everything can be enriched and lifted by working together. If you simply say, okay, we don't want to kill you and destroy you and drive you out, let's live side by side, there could really be peace and prosperity for the Palestinian people in Judea, Samaria, and in Gaza, as well as for the surrounding nations. So on that score, true, Trump definitely is the way I would vote in terms of Israel.
Right. I worry, as you do, about Gen Z, some of the folks. You know, I got two boys, one who just graduated from college, one who's in college, and eavesdropping is such an ugly term, but I listen. I pay attention to what they're saying with their friends, and I hear them repeating lines, and it's almost like they have become part of the club. Not my boys per se, but their friends, you know, from the river to the sea. And I just want to jump in there and say, do you even know which river? Do you know which sea? Do you know what that means? And many of them don't know. They just think, well, this is kind of like the cool kids, and I get a keffiyeh, and I'm in with the in crowd. And there's just no thought about what it really means.
Yeah, and see, the strength of Gen Z is empathy.
Yes.
And they've been really raised and taught that you side with the outsider, you side with the one that's oppressed and put down. That's why so many identify as someone in the LGBTQ spectrum, as many as 40%, even though only a fraction are actively engaged in same-sex activity or have gender confusion. They want to identify with their friends and with the ones that are marginalized. So the narrative they've heard is everything is the colonizer and the colonized. Israel is the colonizer, the Palestinians are the colonized. Israel is the evil oppressor. Yep. The Palestinians are the oppressed. Israel is consists of white Jews, which is a ridiculous statement, an exaggeration, misstatement. Israel consists of white Jews. The Palestinians are the oppressed people of color.
Yep.
So that's the narrative that they've heard. Mm. Things have shifted so dramatically from when Israel was fighting for its survival, you know, out of the ashes of the Holocaust, the miracle of modern-day Israel being born, and then surrounded by nations trying to wipe them out and somehow surviving, that's shifted now. So what we have to do is say, hey, we care about everyone in the Middle East. The death of a Palestinian child is just as grievous to us as the death of an Israeli child. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And where Israel does wrong, we're going to hold Israel to account. But here's the difference. Israel is sending out hundreds of thousands of leaflets saying, we're going to bomb your area because there is a terrorist enclave there. Get out, or we're going to help you resettle in another part of the country to deal with terrorists. Or they actually send out robocalls on cell phone and text saying we're going to be bombing this building because it is a terrorist enclave. Get out. You don't do that when you're trying to commit genocide. You don't do that when you're trying to wipe people out. In contrast, Hamas intentionally targets civilians, targets children, targets innocent, commits all types of atrocities, barbaric things against them. I saw the 47 minutes of footage compiled by the IDF of just, here's the actual camera footage from what happened, the body cams of the terrorists or the CCTV filming in the villages. I mean, it's mind-boggling, it's ugly, it's horrific. And then the Hamas terrorists were joyfully posting this. You see them drive into Gaza with some Israeli young woman, you know, just dead in the back seat, and they're celebrating and handing out candies. So they're very, very different mentalities at work here. And as we educate people, it's not to create hostility towards the Palestinians or the people of Gaza or the West Bank. What we should say is, yes, free Palestine from Hamas.
Yes.
They're the ones bringing destruction on their own people.
Absolutely. Thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org is Dr. Brown's website. And Dr. Brown, I always try and share you with as many people as possible. You've got a marvelous radio program, which, you know, we compete for about an hour or so. So I got to go back and listen to the podcast or watch the YouTube, which is fantastic. I continue to read and reread what you've written. I'm just so personally thankful that you've been doing what you've been doing, as you said, for 53 years. You talk, in fact, now I've mentioned to people your healthy living, right? A holy sense of eating for the last 10 years has got you, we're hoping for another 69 years.
Oh, listen, I've been getting younger. I just realized I posted 53. It's 51, 1973. To 2024 is actually 51 years, because I'm thinking, wait a second, 53 plus 18 is 71. I was 2 years ahead, but that's how enthusiastic I am. No, listen, my wife told me, I was working out with two of my team members, and they're Gen Z, millennial, you know, borderline. Mm-hmm. I was working out with them, so they're in their mid-20s, and she told me afterwards, she said, honey, you can't work out with guys in their 20s. It's not safe for them.
So I love it.
I'm getting renewed. Radical Healthy Eating, our book, Breaking the Stronghold of Food. Nancy and I lay it out. And in fact, August 24th, I celebrate 10 years of healthy eating. It has been an incredible journey.
I love it. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put a direct link up for that whole book about eating, because in addition to everything spiritual, we got to take care of the body that we've been given, and you're leading the way on that. Dr. Brown, I am always grateful that you take time for us. I am, as you know, grateful that you write and speak and do everything that you do. You're an absolute blessing, and I thank you for being here, my friend.
Oh, thanks. And really, when I was going through that list and I've seen your name on it, I was so proud of you. When I see some of the awards you've gotten and your relationship with your daughter, some of the special things, when I see it, I ask my buddy, I'm proud of you. Keep up the great work. And maybe you'll come to Israel on a tour with me one day.
It's a deal. You tell me when, I'm there. I can't wait. That is Dr. Michael Brown. I'm telling you, one of the best guys out there. And I, you know, every time I have Dr. Brown on, I have people say, wait a minute, Jeff, I read this that he wrote, I didn't like it, or I disagreed with this, or I agreed with that. That's the sign of a great writer, isn't it? Isn't that the sign of somebody who is forcing you to think? I love that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.